with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. On Monday, the Trump administration announced that it will be eliminating air pollution control standards for cars and trucks, imposed 6 years ago, that would have required a doubling in the fuel efficiency of vehicles by 2025. This could mean larger gas guzzlers on our roads. The president's rationale for this and other recent regulatory rollbacks is his claim that environmental rules hurt the economy.
Let's cut the red tape. Let's set free our dreams. And yes, let's make America great again. And one of the ways we're going to do that is by getting rid of a lot of unnecessary regulation. Thank you very much. Thank you.
But the Trump administration recently contradicted the Trump administration. The White House Office of Management and Budget in February released a report that said that environmental regulations between 2006 and 2016 imposed a cost on the American economy of as much as $65 billion. But the report conceded that these rules also had a benefit to the economy of as much as $706 billion, meaning that the benefits of environmental regulations outweighed the costs more than tenfold. Economist Wayne Gray of Clark University explained that much of these benefits are from a reduction in air pollution, which means fewer Americans dying prematurely from heart attacks, asthma, and lung disease.
There's a trade-off between the benefits and the costs that needs to be recognized. When it comes to saving lives, then that's worth something in terms of spending some money.
Richard Morgenstern is an economist and former director of EPA's Office of Policy Analysis. He cautioned that, in the fine print of the new Trump administration report, is language suggesting that the administration will start refusing to accept key scientific studies used to estimate the value of saved lives. Because of these changes, in next year's report, the value of environmental regulations will likely be lower, Morgenstern said. Not because their impact on human health is lower, but because the Trump administration is quietly tweaking the accounting methods. The administration is proposing to exclude any medical studies whose private data about individual patients are not made publicly available to the corporate attorneys suing to challenge the regulations, Morgenstern said.
It appears as if the Trump administration is going to introduce some new methods of calculating benefits and potentially costs, which will have the effect of lowering the benefits and raising the costs. So essentially, they're changing the math as much as they're changing the regulation.
Economics professor James Boyce said that, in the end, economic studies, no matter what they say, will likely have little impact on the Trump administration or congressional Republicans pushing for deregulation, even though they claim they are working to boost the American economy.
Opponents of environmental regulation, what really is uppermost in their minds is an antipathy to the government telling people, including telling corporations, what they ought to do. At bottom, it's literally an anti-state ideology. It's anti-state interference in the rights of private individuals and firms to decide themselves what they want to do.
So whether it's vehicle fuel efficiency standards or air pollution regulations or climate policies, in the final accounting, it's not a matter of dollars and cents or jobs or even saved lives. It's all about rights and ideology trumping reality. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus, published by Johns Hopkins University Press. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.